It's Monday, August 23rd, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Continued changes in employee sentiment in the Great Resignation. Microsoft raises Microsoft 365 and Office 365 pricing. And how many more video calls are we on? This is the Business of Tech. PwC surveyed employee priorities regarding the future of work. More than a quarter, at 28% of employees and executives strongly agree they are making permanent changes to how and where work gets done based on lessons learned from the pandemic. Almost 20% of all employees surveyed said they want to remain fully remote beyond the COVID-19 pandemic. The majority prefer a hybrid model where they're working a few days in the office and a few remote days, the survey found. And 65% of employees are currently looking for a new job, up from 36% in May. Top reasons? More flexible schedules, expanded benefits, and higher compensation. This list doesn't line up with what companies are offering, things like company values, culture, and location flexibility. The survey also found 2 out of 3 of both execs and employees favor vaccine mandates. And another tidbit, nearly half of executives said they want to reduce their dependence on employees' institutional knowledge. 88% of executives were seeing comparatively high turnover, adding that the competitive war for talent has never been more fierce. That remote work benefit is real. Hubble HQ's survey has 79% of respondents saying the best thing about remote work was the lack of commute. Meanwhile, Apple has also announced a delay in the return to the office until January 2022 at the earliest, citing the Delta variant. The company has committed to a 1-month notice before requiring employees to return to the office. Why do we care? The competitive war over talent. Now let's highlight that for IT service providers, this is the largest expense line item by far. In the current market, in my if I owned an MSP perspective, there's 2 takeaways for me. First, I'd really be looking at my competitive offerings to my staff. Do I pay enough? Are my benefits in line with what employees want, particularly around schedule flexibility and around benefits? Second, this is where IT companies can offer assistance to the business side of their customers. How can the technology stack be used to address this need? The consulting alone around this need is pretty expansive. There's opportunity here, and take advantage of being agile and smaller where you can. Microsoft is raising the price of Microsoft 365 and Office 365 commercial packages. These new prices will be effective March 1st, 2022. Consumer and education offerings and the E5 SKU are not impacted with this announcement. Increases range from $12 per user on Business Basic to $48 per user per year on E3. Analysts believe the move could be a $5 billion windfall for the company. While on Microsoft, the company has released guidance on securing Windows 365 cloud PCs. The list includes limiting local administrator rights, security baselines using Endpoint Manager, and Azure AD conditional access, including multi-factor authentication. Now, why do we care? Of course they're raising the price. That's to be expected. One of the key lessons for any subscription price is to periodically review it and ensure it's priced to the market. Additionally, regularly adjusting pricing is normal, and many IT providers don't do it often enough. Any provider considering bemoaning this should take this opportunity to consider their own approach to price increases. Microsoft is positioning rebundling, the offer of more products in the suite, as a way to charge more. That's a natural way to raise prices. On Wednesday, Poly released a report highlighting employee multitasking habits during video calls, the social drawbacks of the format, and more. As you might expect, the use of video calls has surged from 2 hours weekly in video meetings to 10, and 22% of respondents report allocating half or more of their work week in video meetings. While employees are spending a comparatively large part of their work week in meetings, they may not be giving their full undivided attention. For instance, 85% reported multitasking in video meetings, and 44% said they do so very frequently or always. Overall, they're checking email, 77%, other work-related tasks, 74%, and pursuing news and social media outlets as topping the list of activities for multitaskers. During video calls, one quarter of respondents listed personal connection as their greatest challenge, and more than half of respondents reported these sentiments about one-on-one video meetings. Meeting fatigue was another top challenge for 37% of respondents. Now, why do we care? There's a skill to running meetings. Effective ones take more than simply putting people in a room, and virtual ones are no different. Similar to the first story of the day, companies that invest in education on how to be effective will see benefits, and providers who offer those skills will reap rewards. There's a whole business model here in training, which are natural extensions of a typical managed services provider offering, and one that adds that elusive business value. Did you know that the average MSP spends 10 hours manually inputting accounting data each week? That time is 120 prospect calls, a month's worth of the business of tech, or building an entire Lego Death Star. Gazinta Mobius can make your life easier through accounting automation. Automatic sync of invoices, expenses, and inventory from ConnectWise Manage into QuickBooks Online in just a single click of a button. With onboarding, direct support, and regular feature releases, Gazinta is a family-owned company dedicating to making software suck a little less each day. Visit them at gozinta.com. That's G-O-Z-Y-N-T-A.com. Thanks for listening. Nothing witty today, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.